Christian Garcia never thought he'd get a degree. Even with a 4.2 GPA and an honors diploma from Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis.
Well, no one in my family has gone to college here in the U.S. I was the first, and I mean, I didn't have any footsteps to follow, so I just thought it was impossible. Not a lot of people make it, not a lot of Hispanic Latinos make it. She just gave me hope, and I just went with it, and here I am now.
He's a sophomore now at IUPUI studying architecture. La Plaza is one of a number of Indiana programs providing leadership, mentoring, academic support, and college resources for Latino students like Christian and their families. La Plaza's director, Miriam Acevedo.
We have an unacceptable dropout rate from high school, a very low rate of people going to college, and then a low rate of people actually graduating. So all along that continuum, we're underrepresented.
La Plaza's programs start when kids are young, like mother-daughter after-school program at Belzer Middle School in Lawrence. Starting early is important, but so is dealing with families and cultural expectations. Susana Duarte de Suarez, a member of the state's Higher Ed Commission, explains many students are raised with the expectation they'll help care for their families.
Many parents are working two or three jobs. Once the children reach high school age, it is the expectation of the household for them to start contributing to the income of the household.
Compared to 11th and 12th generation families in California or Texas, the Latino community in Indiana has a high percentage of foreign-born adults.
It is a very new community, so it's not going to be very accustomed to the cultures of this country.
Finances add another wrinkle. A Pew Hispanic survey reports 3 out of 4 Latino students cut short their education to support their family. But Latinos are also less likely to borrow money for college. Henry Fernandez of USA Funds.
It's difficult to see loan aversion in the Latino community because it's affecting their completion rates, and it's obviously causing a lot more dropouts.
Minority scholarships do help, says Brian Payne, executive director of Central Indiana Community Foundation.
There's a big focus on Latino scholarships and, you know, as there has been a big focus for decades on African-American scholarships.
A hot issue for the Indiana legislature is Senate Bill 590, which would make it illegal for children of undocumented immigrants to receive in-state tuition. That concerns Payne.
You're basically dooming people to live here without a chance. I mean, why would you want to create a class of people who have no chance of moving forward through legal means?
State Senator Mike Delf of Carmel is the bill's sponsor.
And it's a very difficult spot that they're in. But what I say is, who made the decision? Taxpayer didn't make the decision. It was your parents. And that's where the consequence of that decision should remain. We've tried to be very welcoming to people in the past. And I think our hospitality, quite frankly, has been abused.
Political questions aside, the reality is Latino students face more intense obstacles, especially financial and cultural, and they are not succeeding in K-12 or higher education at the same rate as other minority groups, says Tina Gridiron Smith of Lumina Foundation.
If we don't get this right, our state will not continue to flourish. We will not continue to grow.
For Indiana Public Radio, I'm Dion Willis.